How to Grow in Your Salvation, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Candace McGarvey. Today's scripture is 1 Peter 2:2. Like newborn babies crave spiritual milk. Like newborn babies crave spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Many think once we accept Jesus as our Savior, we'll just know what is true. However, if we aren't studying God's Word and feeding spiritually on His truth, we're vulnerable to living more by what we feel than what is true, which over time is sure to lead us astray. Too often, we don't realize if we don't know the Word of God, even when we are believers, we can be led astray. Knowing what Scripture says helps us to discern if what we are hearing and reading is based on God's truth or on the enemy's lies. Like 1 Peter 2:2 encourages, when it comes to the Word of God, we want to be like newborn babies who crave pure spiritual milk so that we may grow up in our salvation. So, what is this pure spiritual milk? Hebrews 5:12 explains how the elementary truths of God's Word is the milk needed in our life to grow spiritually and mature, so that we can progress to eating solid foods, which are the deeper truths. If we don't feed on Scripture, 1 Corinthians 3:1 describes what stage of spiritual growth we'll remain in. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. So, why is it so important to grow spiritually as a Christian? Isn't it enough to be saved? 1 Timothy 4:1 points out the dangers of not growing in our faith. The Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. If we don't grow in our knowledge of God's Word, we become vulnerable to being deceived and led astray by the evil one. 2 Timothy 4:3 warns of what can happen if we haven't matured in our faith. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desire, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. So what can we do to make sure we are progressing in our spiritual growth? 2 Timothy 2:15 urges us to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. So many Christians become discouraged, feeling like they can't even read God's word on their own, thinking they don't have the education or capability to understand it. However, Jesus tells us in John 14:26, we can rely on the Holy Spirit to teach us all things. As well, if we are diligent to read it, we will gain understanding and grow in our salvation, knowing, for the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.